is a beautiful Monday. Thank you for joining me in prayer and faith and all that's good in life. This is Scott Borsky on WWMMR with Morning Light, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. It is an honor to be with you. No better song to start with on this beautiful new week, this beautiful new day, with the acknowledgement that wherever we are during this summer, we can always pray to God because God is everywhere. Please join with Brandon Lake on his Praise You Anywhere. Don't forget, whether you're on a staycation or a vacation, you're on a daily trip somewhere, you're at work, you're taking your children to camp, wherever you are, it is always appropriate to count the blessings in your life. Count the blessings that come to you 24/7. At the end of the day, when you do that, you will realize just how very, very blessed you really are. Join with Seth Schluter on his wonderful Counting Your Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, or up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings. Forever. So God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful. All the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
If you're out and about, or if you're on vacation and you're with people that you usually don't see on a daily basis, you're in a different country, a different state, you see people that you're not used to seeing each day, please know that we are all made in God's image. We are all creations from God. We are all children of God. So if you love God, you must love. You must love all people. Join with Danny Gokey on his Love God, Love People.
We're gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey!
Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Life can be found, love can be loved. what it's all about. Tell myself, keep this up. God wants more than just my love. No more complicated things. No more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking. But if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Cause love is patient, love is kind. Rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple.
On this Monday, if over the weekend things didn't go as well as you planned, you know, we always say man plans and God laughs, but just know that God gives us fresh manna from the heavens, our daily bread, each and every day, as God's way of saying it is a new day for grace, a new day for blessings, and a new day that something will be, as Blanca and Torn Wells sing, something better.
It's been a couple years I've been on my own. Now I know that I'm not alone. You're giving me a reason to carry on, to carry on, yeah, yeah. Yeah, everything is different nowadays. I lost a few ones along the way. I had to learn to trust, it'll be okay, it'll be okay. Every moment I was sure I would.
You never leave and you really don't. A kind of love that I never known. You took over my heart and you made a home. Yeah, you made a home. And all the broken pieces within, you put them together again. And with you a new story begins, begins. Hey, I don't know. Something better.
If you don't know what this week has in store for you, if you don't know the mission and purpose yet in your life in this brand new week, let your heart not be troubled. God knows, and that's all that matters. Join with Dolly Parton and for King and Country on their wonderful God Only Knows.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. Cause there's a kind of love that God only knows.
There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
You keep a cover over every single secret. So afraid if someone saw them they would leave. Somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows.
Is a challenge to you. Always put God first in everything we say and everything we do. That's how our daily life becomes blessed. In all our actions and all our words, we have to put God first and thank God for everything in our lives. Join with Consumed by Fire on their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. I only wanna
all I wanna see.
Did you wake up this morning and automatically, without even thinking, thank God for waking you up in the morning and say, God, I know that was you. Make it into a habit. You know, there are bad habits, but there are also good habits. And if you wake up in the morning and automatically thank God for the blessings in your life, it will turn into a good habit and it'll bring wonders and miracles each and every day to you. Join with Gordon Mote and Jason Crabb on their Thank You, Lord, for the Blessing on Me.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. 'Cause there's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and I find
that's all
there's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
If you feel a little bit down, one of the parts of what makes you human is not as well as it should be if it's in the valley, whether it's financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, please know that even with all that, you are so, so very blessed. Just count those blessings and you will go from the valley up to the hilltops each and every day. Join with Cain on their acknowledgement of I'm so blessed. The summertime, there are those who are not on vacation. There are those who need us. There are charities and organizations and nonprofits that certainly don't close in the summertime. In fact, they are needed even more in the summertime because a lot of the volunteers are not available because they are away. It is certainly an appropriate time in the summer to join a local charity, to join a local nonprofit, to give a little bit of your time and a lot of your heart, because there are those in our community that pray for the things that we take for granted. In other words, it's never a wrong time to start a fire. Join with Unspoken on their Start a Fire. Always, especially in the summer, take it upon yourself to bring blessings into others who may only have you to bring the blessings into them. Take just a little bit of time and spend it at a local nonprofit, a local charity. You don't realize how much of a difference you will make in someone's life. On that theme, join with Matthew West on his wonderful Do Something.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you. If not us, then who? It's time for us to do something. something. So tired of talking about how we are God's hands and feet, but it's easier to say than to be. Live like angels of apathy. We tell ourselves it's alright, somebody else will do something. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of life with no desire. I don't wanna flame, I wanna fire. I wanna be the one who stands up and says, I'm gonna do something. If not us, then something, yes it is. Come on. If not now, then when will we see an end to all this pain? Oh, oh, well it's not enough to do nothing. It's time for us to do something. We are the salt of the earth. We are a city on a hill. We're never gonna change the world by standing still. No, we won't stand still. No. If not us, then who? If not me.
I hope this week is starting so well with you. And if you think your problems have laid over from the weekend and are coming into the week, don't think any of your problems are too big for God, because you don't realize how big of a God we have. Sing along with one of my favorite songs, Terry Ann's Big God.
With foes on my left and fears on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight. But they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath, standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God. My world in his hands, the monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him.
as we go into this week, it is so important to be in a constant state of prayer to God, a constant conversation with God, so God recognizes your voice and never has to say, you know, I haven't heard his voice. I haven't heard her voice in a week, in a month, in 6 months, Lord forbid, in a year. You always want to be recognizable to God so God can say, I know that voice. Let's have a conversation. And after all, what is that? It's simply a prayer. Prayer is simply a conversation like you would have with a friend of yours or a family member. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? Join with Andrew Rip on his For the Love of God.
I saw mercy, mercy seated where the judge should be, was guilty, guilty and getting out of jail free. How could it be I didn't get the life I deserved? And the only thing he wanted was my heart in return. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be? Where would I be if it wasn't for the love of God?
If it wasn't for the love of God.
Oh yeah, this song of victory is now mine to sing. Hallelujah, for the love of God has set me free.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the love of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the love
of
God.
I was thirsty, turned into a field of green. Started breathing when heaven's favor took a hold of me. How could it be I'm living with an infinite worth, and the one I thought I chose had really chosen me first? And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, oh, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be? My heart is beating for heaven's sake, and for the love of God. If it wasn't for my failures and mistakes, I would never know the depths of this grace. Now my heart is beating for heaven's sake.
Never compare yourself to others. One of the Ten Commandments is do not covet. That means don't be jealous of what other people have. What God gives them is what they need to fulfill their mission and purpose. If God gave it to you, you simply wouldn't know what to do with it. Please realize that what God gives you, as Brandon Heath sings, that's enough.
Mind if I tell you a secret? A few simple truths about me. Might be hard to believe. Guess I'm just trying to come clean. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going. It's hard to admit where I've been. When I come to the end of myself, this is where I begin again. I am here. I am. I don't know your situation, what kind of story you're in. If you're high on that mountain or down in the valley again, you might be holding your baby, you might be holding.
So have a beautiful Monday, everyone, and be in a constant state of thankfulness to God. Join with Lauren Daigle on her beautiful Thank God I Do.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions, will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears. All of the darkness trying to fight my fears. So long, alone. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. I'd probably fall off the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go. So keep me out in your hands. started breathing. The weight is lifted. Here with you, it's easy. My head is finally clear. There's nothing missing when you are by my side. I took the long road, but now I realize I'm home with you. I'm home.
Have a very blessed day, everybody. And as we always, always say, pray more, worry less.